Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
The Bert Show.
So we all have siblings in the room except for Jeff, but we all have siblings. And I have a younger sibling and we're about 18 months apart and we have a great relationship. I have a younger sister and good relationship growing up. I mean, we had the teenager fights, but for the most part, we're really close. We talk on the phone at least twice a week.
And she lives in Florida, right?
She lives in Florida, goes to school down there, goes to college at UCF, and has been pretty successful in her school career. She's very school-oriented, and I'm not school-oriented. I have not finished college yet. I have 6 more classes to take, but I just don't have the time to finish class.
What school did you go to?
I go to Kennesaw State, so I'm still enrolled.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! Go Owls, but I'm still enrolled, but have not finished. So I go to the mailbox the other week, and I get an invitation, and it's from my sister. And it's her graduation invitation for graduating college.
It's a day for everybody to celebrate. That's a big win for everybody in the family, right?
Really, really proud of her, but not really proud of her, because she's graduating before I am.
She beat you.
She almost beats me at everything. Like, she's doing everything first. I mean, she's
she
really
have a boyfriend?
She always has a boyfriend. Mm. Always has everything. I feel like my parents are more proud of her. I mean, she has everything going for her. So when I got this invitation, it was just kind of like a kick in the butt.
Well,
like,
do you think that maybe she looks at you and she's like, wow, my older sister here is established in her career already. She's on a pretty decent morning show. And, you know, maybe she's looking at you going, there's some stuff that you have that she wishes she had.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah.
I don't know, because she has everything going on for her. Like, my parents help her out. They give her money when she needs it.
So they've given her more of a break to make her more successful early.
I think so, but she's going to get her master's and she's just going ahead further than I think I'm going. I know I've got a great job and I'm really excited where I am in life, but I'm disappointed at the same time.
I think you're
time.
Right. I think you've hit a plateau. I think that's it.
But I'm disappointed at the same time because she has all this success and now she's graduating before me. Mm-hmm. It's just
Do you
a
think
disappointing
it's
thing.
Because she's your younger sister?
I think so. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's it. She's younger than me, but just is getting more than I am and is doing more than I do.
Do you think your sister feels the same way about you, Melissa?
Well, I think that because we're older, my sister's in her 40s, I'm in my 30s, and I think that we understand better now than we did when we were younger that it is all a misunderstanding. She thinks that I get accolades and that parents are more proud of
go see
than
the space
her.
Shuttle.
Yeah, but she I think she's already been down there. But
she has been on the space shuttle.
Yeah, exactly.
Took it to Mars 1 year.
Right. But see, from my perspective, every time I'm around my parents, they're always talking about her and they're discussing her all the time. So, and I think that, you know, there's a different tension there. But the exact same situation happened with me and my sister. But what's funny is we're 10 years apart. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my sister, she hated school. She's a horrible test taker. And she started school and then dropped out and got married and then got divorced and then was doing her own thing. And then here I come 10 years after the fact, about to graduate from college. And she enrolls and busts butt and graduates a semester before me, gets this huge graduation party where everybody's there and everybody's celebrating, taking pictures. And I'm not kidding. When I graduated, there were no pictures. There was no cap and gown, anything.
Almost forgot that you were there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I do think that there was a little satisfaction taken because there was, but it was natural. It wasn't intentional that all this attention was taken away from me. It was, you know, but it happened that way.
Let me ask you this on the parent side, because Wendy has a little twisted. Jeff and I both grew up as only children. I have two half brothers, but they moved out when I was way, way, way young. So I really was raised as an only child. But from a parent's perspective, let me ask you both this. If your parents treated all of you 100% equal, 100% equal, I mean, there's no way to test that, but let's say they did. They gave you just as many accolades as they gave your sister, Wendy, same thing. Don't you think that in your mind, your sister would always be getting more accolades than you?
See, like, I think our parents do give us equal accolades. That's the thing that I think that may be misunderstanding between or in your head.
You always feel inferior if you have a sibling?
Well, the thing is, they're giving you extra, they're giving you equal attention, but you're two completely different people. So the attention they give you is either interpreted or presented in a different way. So what I see my parents always consumed with my sister's life, well, in her, when I'm not there and they're talking about me to her, why are they going to talk about me to me? And why are they going to talk about Melanie to Melanie? They're going to talk about the other one to each other. So, of course, I'm going to be like, well, they talk about Melanie all the time. Well, of course they do, because why are they going to look at Melanie? Hey, let's talk about your life. Well, I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to talk about Melissa to Melissa.
Like, so you will always feel that no matter how well your sister is doing or how well you're doing, it could be a totally equal playing field. There will always be some jealousy between siblings.
Yes. Well, that's all you hear about. Like when you have phone conversations with your parents, your grandparents, you always hear how well Kathy's doing, how well your sister's doing. She's graduating. She's the first on that side of the family to graduate. She's doing stuff. She's going to school.
But you understand they're probably saying the same things to her about you. You just don't hear those conversations.
They are. Maybe. They're like, they Wendy, she's on a morning show and she's in Atlanta. Yeah. And she's doing so well and we're so proud of her.
Maybe, but
she feels like the loser younger sister.
Yes.
I'm sure if we ask her, she doesn't feel like the loser younger sister.
Melissa said the short comment, but I want to shed some light on that, too. I think it is same-sex siblings. Like, I think with you and Stacey having two boys, you're going to have to be more aware of it than if you had a boy and a girl.
Yes.
Because I grew up with a younger brother, and I don't feel any of these same emotions that you guys feel. When we talk about siblings and competition and that kind of thing, but like one of my best friends, or two of my best friends have sisters, and it is all the time some sort of, some sort of like competitive something going on, you know? And I think that with like two brothers or two sisters, that's just going to happen, because I'm guessing, Melissa, you don't feel the same with your brother that with Melanie.
But there's a natural individuality. You're the guy and you're the girl.
Because there's a natural difference.
Right,
I do see it with Stacey and her brother, though. I see the same thing with my wife and my brother-in-law.
She may be just a different bird.
I guarantee it'd be worse if she had a sister.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Yes. Does it exist? Definitely be worse if she had a sister, for sure.
Does it exist with, because women, talking about Stacey, she's bizarrely competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
I'd put Jen in the same category, though.
But women.
As Stacey?
Very competitive, yes.
I think I'm competitive, but not so much that would go against my own brother.
Your wife is special.
Well, I'm not saying that Stacey goes against her brother, but it's the same issues that I hear that you guys talking about, that my dad loves him more than he loves me, or they give him more accolades, and I've heard the brother say the same thing about Stacey.
Really?
Yes.
See, I wonder if it applies to brother-brother situations, too, because women are so competitive. We talk about, like, the beauty pageants. You sit around with girls watching beauty pageants, and they're so catty to all the, oh my God, why is she in there? Those are fake. It doesn't even have to be a beauty pageant. Anywhere there's a gathering of women, there's women being catty.
Whereas so you don't think this happens between brother and brother?
Boys
I don't know. I'm just saying, because like when guys watch football games, I never look at like Matt Ryan. Oh, look at him.
I think it's different. I think guys do the same thing. Like, yes. I've had friends in high school that would compete on the same high school football team together, and they were brothers, and they had the same competitive thing going on.
Well, look at, what is it, Peyton and
Eli.
And Eli
Manning. I mean,
it comes out.
That's a serious competition.
Yeah, it comes out more in a physical competition than maybe emotional between guys. But it is definitely there, especially if you're, at least with Peyton and Eli, they're both good athletes, and they both, they're still competitive, but imagine if Eli or Peyton, neither one, had any athletic skill whatsoever, and their father, Archie, probably would have given favor to the athletic one, right, because he's more like him, and of course the brother would be like, oh, you love him more than you love me.
Yeah, you know, we could take calls. I mean, they're lit up right now for the next 3 hours from women and guys feeling the exact same way, but I really do think the bottom line is you just don't hear the conversations that are going on with your sister about you.
Just maybe not, but it's just disappointing when you hear everything your sister's doing great and grand, and you're nothing. You're just dirt.
Nobody says that you're nothing. I guarantee that they are saying she is feeling the same way you feel.
Totally.
Well, do you have any idea what she would want for a graduation gift?
Oh, Jeff.
That hurts.
Well, isn't that the right thing to do when somebody has such a milestone accomplishment?
Stop.
It is disappointing. Like, it is disappointing that she's graduating.
Will you hug her, Melissa?
I know. And nothing will hurt your sister's feelings more than your not being proud of her, more so than her parent, more so than anybody. If my sister was upset with me, it would wreck my day.
Academy Award.
The Burt Show.